I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Recent WikiLeaks information confirms the inhumane treatments of prisoners in Eritrea. A report with a former prisoner reveals prison conditions as grueling at best. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
"These cables show that the U.S. Embassy there was actively looking into the persecution of Christians. They were interviewing Christians who had been incarcerated about the conditions. It does go to confirm the things that we know about Eritrea, and that's that they are one of the world's worst persecutors of our Christian brothers and sisters."
At least 3,000 believers exist in Eritrean jails. The best response is to pray. Next, according to Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, nearly everything in Egypt has been closed since January 28th due to the violence and a curfew. Most of Sat7's staff has been staying home and their offices are closed. However, because the internet's down, their staff at the studios can't broadcast live shows, so the team in Cyprus is standing in for the live programming. Pray for wisdom as they act in the name of Christ during this turbulent time, and pray safety, too, for the team. And while Mission Aviation Fellowship is known for its unique aviation ministry, their learning technologies ministry is also having an impact. Brandon Blowers is in Costa Rica providing computer expertise to help a computer lab reach out to young people in the La Carpio slums. It's part of a larger ministry where these Nicaraguan immigrant young people hear the gospel. They need prayer and funding.
We have the labs completely equipped, but what we lack is some presence. We lack some missionary presence down there with the time to teach these kids and spend time with them.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.